The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay? What? It's fucking early. Shut up. What?
What?
What? I don't know.
What's going on?
Fuck if I know.
Where?
What?
Are you waking me up?
I'm trying to.
What's happening?
I'm trying to wake you up.
You're gonna wake... Oh!
Captain Jack! Captain Jack to the rescue!
Captain Jack! Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What?
The blanket between us, and that's already doing it for you?
No, I was just faking it. I wanted to make you feel good. It's
Do you know the secret of making friends? They are so simple and easy. Well, that looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Hey guys, it's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
And it's Captain Hungover Jack.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
We're all fucking good.
We're recording.
Yeah, we are.
And my pussy hurts.
you're welcome.
What? I did. Well, yes. It was, yes.
Your pussy hurts?
Yes.
Story time already?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about your pussy hurting. I want to know why.
You want to know why? Yes. Well, let's see. Freckles and I had some amazing sex last night. And yes. Prior to that, I apparently fucked a play partner so hard he thought his dick was broken and had to go to the doctor. Oops.
Poor boy. I shouldn't laugh.
Why? It was a lot of fucking fun.
There was a great sense of relief.
Was it due to like chafing, or was it due to like bend it wrong, or
bruised?
Bruised. Oh, I don't think I've ever had a bruised cock before.
There was a lot of fucking happening.
A lot.
There's yeah. A lot of it was a good time.
All right. So while you guys are doing that,
what the fuck did you bring for us to drink? I saw orange juice. I saw
there's orange juice,
curacao,
and
gin. Foul.
That is what we call a hula hula.
You're a dick. Hula. That's what hula. You are. That's what that's called. You're a dick.
It's a British mimosa.
A British. Oh fuck. Oh. Okay. When have the Brits ever made anything that was delicious? Answer me that, Captain Jack. Let's go through history. What they brought?
Crumpets. I like these crumpets.
Did they actually come from Britain, or did they steal it from some? They didn't get tea. They sold that from the Chinese.
Crumpets are from England. Sure.
I know, but they sold that from the Chinese. They didn't invent that.
But crumpets, did they get that, from India? I don't know.
Probably.
No.
It's an English muffin. Who did they steal it from? They steal from everybody.
Probably the French, because,
right.
Know, the French invented forks, napkins, bread.
Restaurants.
Conquest.
Almost everything awesome.
You wouldn't know it.
They should have kept a guillotine going.
They did until 1978. There was a dude beheaded by the government of France after Star Wars.
I think.
How fucking awesome is that?
I think Star Wars.
I think it's probably not.
Wait, Star Wars came out in 78?
Right.
Right, so I think that I have a theory. I have a new theory. I think that Star Wars is a peacekeeping movie because the Vietnam War ended and France turned into less assholes.
I don't know that post-hoc...
You're seriously going to put orange juice in that with curacao. Why do you need to put orange in more orange?
Because the curacao is made of liquor.
Because it's Sunday morning and you need your orange.
You know what?
Sunday.
And that's Franken juice. That's not real juice.
There's no such thing as real orange juice.
It looks like a bottle.
Why did
of
I wake up?
Juice.
What? Oh my.
What's wrong with this orange juice? Is it the pulp?
I'm not going. This is not my political podcast.
No pulp. I like no pulp.
I do too. And this is not my political
podcast. Hello and welcome to Not My Political Podcast, episode number 10.
It's only like 2 ounces of orange juice going in with that other shit?
Three.
Oh my God.
One ounce
How
each.
How long are you going to take to make this fucking drink?
I keep having to stop to talk about guillotines and Star
You were
Wars
choosing
and shit.
To make that choice. Anyway, so the Vietnam War ended and France became less assholes. Therefore, I deduct that Star Wars.
I don't. Okay.
Why not? I'm not saying that George, because George Lucas raped my childhood. I'm not, like, that he's a dick. That's not.
Like you'll find no argument.
Jar Jar Binks. What the fuck?
He was a douche waffle.
Right?
Yeah.
There was instead of just re-releasing it and saying, "Hey guys, here's your fucking movie," he photoshopped or CGI'd fucking Darth Vader without his mask on in the end instead of it just being Obi-Wan and Yoda. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, when they remade him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can die in a fire. Don't change my movie. And then not ever make it available. Oh, my God.
I can't believe we've started this way. It's so awesome.
Okay, we need to get back to the sexy times. Oh, my God. There's bacon jerky. Bacon and orange juice. Okay, like I will drink some of that. What the?
Hula hoop?
Did you call my mom? She's got a fucked up recipe like this for a drink.
Okay. We got fan mail.
I like her sleep deprived. This is nice.
It's fucking rocking, right?
I know. I need to see this more often.
Well, if you'd fuck me, you would.
Oh! Oh! The trophy remains with Jenga.
Yeah, there we go.
So I've been holding out on you. Or you've been holding out on me.
I don't know.
I haven't figured it out yet.
It's all good. We'll get there eventually. It's kind of fun. This cat and mouse game.
So, guys, this is episode 10.
Yeah.
This is double digits.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's for serious.
We're like seven.
We're
for serious
up.
And shit. Yeah,
we're
right?
Grown up and stuff.
Well, seven with good sound.
We're about to hit puberty.
I don't know what we're going to do now.
Seriously, you guys rolled my ass out of bed.
For the 10th episode.
For the 10th episode.
I cuddled your ass out of bed.
You did. And
cuddled
you didn't
the
get a
shit
hard
out
on.
Of it.
I don't know if I should be offended or proud of you. did you guys fucking come up with a topic before you rolled my ass out?
No. I got the recording equipment together. And
you turned
I got the
on
drink.
The oven and put an empty pan in the oven without making anything.
No. Oh, God, that's tasty. Fuck yes.
You're
that's
a liar.
Nice. I am not a liar. It's fucking awesome.
Well, it's been 2 weeks since we had a podcast, or since we recorded.
Right.
Right, because we had vacations and stuff. Oh, my God, that's horrible.
You don't like it? It's kind of tasty.
It tastes like a tire.
It might be better over ice.
No, it's fucking cold enough. That's just gross.
I have ice.
Here. You like that shit?
Really?
I'll give you some. Here.
Hair of the
I'm
dog.
Getting you drunk.
Hair of the dog.
Yeah,
give me some of that Franken juice, please.
Here you go. Hang on.
All right.
So, sexy time. Let's see. No topic.
Free for all.
This is open forum.
Well, we'll see how that goes. All right. So, you got stories. What are your stories?
I have stories.
You have stories.
Which story should I tell? I have so many. I don't have that many. I got. Should we talk about the cruise?
Yes, please.
You want to start there?
Yeah, that was a good time for you, wasn't it?
It was so awesome.
So
I didn't end up having a pretty good time.
I turned 40 since we've had this.
Or not.
Yeah, totally.
You're her.
40. I don't lie about my age. I think it's dumb. It's like, you know what? I earned every one of those fucking years. I'm still
over
here.
22.
I don't want to be 22 again. Are you crazy? I was dumb. I got knocked up when I was 22. No. I mean, I love my daughter, but no.
Before the qualifier.
All right. How is the cruise for you? So I've never been on a cruise because I kind of think they're like the bowling of travel.
Hey, weird. I've never been on a cruise either.
I haven't.
Yeah.
You guys are one step ahead of me.
I was just, and everybody kept asking me, are you going on? Yeah. Cruise, dude, that's awesome. Is it a swingers cruise? I'm like, it will be when I'm done. So we got close. Yeah.
The Jenga hyperbole.
Yeah. It's Schrodinger's cat.
How many nights was the cruise?
Well, okay, so it's the Schrodinger cat of swingers cruises.
Yeah.
It's there's no way to tell whether it's a swingers cruise or not until you're on the boat.
Correct. Correct. Surprise. Okay, all you kids get off the boat. Mommy and daddy need some private time. Yeah, I know we're out in the sea. It's okay. That's why we paid for lessons. That's mm-hmm. right. Just go. Yeah. Go. There you go. Shore's only like a mile. You're good.
Nice.
You can do it.
You're so
Here's
awesome.
Some sugar.
You're so awesome. So we arranged this cruise in a...
So the reason why is because I was turning 40 and I had not seen my best gay friend in forever and a day. So I was a fag hag when I was in high school. I can say that because I was one. Do not send me hate mail. I understand it's not appropriate anymore, but that's what I was at the time. This is a historical lesson. So, you know, it was the 90s and shit was really rough back then for homosexuals and whatever else. So they needed solid support. The gays did. So us theater girls stepped up to the plate because, oh my God, how much fun is that to have a dude that you can not only go shoe shopping with, but you can talk about blowjobs. Like, I think, I truly believe that is one of the reasons. That does sound fun. Yeah, right?
You do have a fondness for blowjobs.
I do, and I think that might be part of it because there was a lot of talk going on about that, and I learned about a lot of technique. And the best part of it is that now my best gay boy is like, no, I'm not good at blowjobs. Like, what?
Wait, what?
How did that happen? Like,
was he not taking notes?
He was the one, he would talk about, I guess right. He was talking about what he liked, and I knew there was, okay, wow, I misjudged.
Well,
it's okay, I'm good.
Okay.
So, you know, the theater girls are all like, yes, we have access to the gay boys doing some shows and stuff like that, so you know, I adopted a couple of them, and I had an entourage, and it was a beautiful thing, so he was my best gay boy, and I miss him very much, I miss him every day, and then... I said, fuck this shit. I'm turning 40. That's what I want for my birthday, as among other things, because my list gets pretty long as I try to accomplish them.
Boy, howdy.
Right. And so I was drunk one night and on my computer, which is always a lethal combination. And he happened to be on Facebook online, and I instant messaged him and I said, what are you doing in January? Here's what's happening. We're going to go on vacation. We're going to meet somewhere warm. And he said, okay. And I said, is your passport up to date? And he said, yes. And I said, all right, I will let you know what's happening. And he's like, what? Where are we going? What are we doing? Blah, blah, blah. So we actually got a cruise for like under $100 per person. And Mr. Freckles over there wanted to go with us. So I'm like, all right, that's your own fucking funeral. Because we do not behave when we're together.
Which I was fine with.
Yeah. So we bought the cruises. And then we flew down to California to get on a big giant cruise ship.
Right. Right there at the Spruce Goose Dome, built by good old Mr. Howard Hughes himself. Yeah, that's what that thing was. I found out a lot of stuff there.
So just so you know, guys, this story ends with sex, so hang in there.
Right. Okay.
Just telling you. Let's keep it clean.
All right, so first, went through security at the dome, and they pulled my bag again.
Oh, boy.
For the same thing.
Sex toys.
Maybe I should not carry the glass with me.
It's fine. My
bag. It's fucking awesome.
We just have to estimate an extra 10 minutes.
You're not packing away any weapons or anything.
No, nothing. I mean, it's a weapon of
the orgasm. Destruction.
So that was fun because that guy was really embarrassed to have pulled that out of the bag. I was like, dude, do you know what that is? And he's like, no, I don't want to know. And I looked over at his friends and I was like, fuck. That's a sex toy. You can buy one. I suggest that you do. Ladies over there were like, yeah.
So was it the Hitachi that he was?
Or no, it was the glass. Yeah, it was the glass again. Yeah, he pulled out the Hitachi and he's like, what the fuck is that? Like, that's a quote from a TSA dude. What the fuck is that? I'm like,
they're so classy. No,
it's a personal massager.
You have to know it's a massager. Okay, right. Great. Maybe you're not. Your mind isn't expanded. It's a lightsaber. Understand? Yeah, it's usually used on your pussy, but everybody's got to know what one is.
You know what? You can use them on an asshole too. It's okay.
They're mostly used on the female body, generally speaking. I've had it. Don't get me wrong. I've had it. I mean, it feels awesome. Mm. Below the balls.
On your taint.
Getting a blowjob at the same time.
Oh, God. You know what's really awesome is when you're getting a blowjob and the bitch puts it on her jaw and then the whole mouth vibrates.
Yes.
Yeah,
you should try that.
Someday.
Pro tip.
Someday. It feels good, too.
You're
like,
looking at me with a big grin. Someday.
Someday, right? Someday.
I know you own one.
I do. I have my own.
We have several.
Yeah, he's got his
someday
own.
Someday I'll give you the pleasure.
Oh, snap.
Do you have your own?
Well, it just got a couple weeks farther away.
Do I take it over now since I was the last one to reference it?
Nope. Once per show.
You get it.
So got up to the thing. We filled out all of our paperwork, and I had all of our stuff ready to go. Got through the line, got up to the counter, and they're like, so where's this other stuff?
Papers. Where's
your papers, please? And I said, I have my driver's license, which is what you're
representative told me I needed to get onto the boat because I give zero fucks about getting off the boat in Mexico. And they're like, oh, no, no, no. No. I'm like, I don't have my birth certificate or my passport because it is in State Department turnaround because I'm going to Vietnam in a few, in another month or so now.
I think you should get a hooker in Vietnam.
So since December, well, now I'm not going to release this to the public. Anyway, so that's another story. So my passport and my birth certificate have been with the State Department since the beginning of December, and I've filed several pieces of paper. I believe that the form is actually titled, Where the Fuck is My Passport? It's like a 2714 or something like that. Anyway, so, yeah, so they were like, no, you can't get on the boat. I'm like, but you said when I called, said I didn't have this stuff, but I have my, you know, they were like, yeah, you can use your driver's license. No, apparently not.
So
they said,
get on the boat.
I did not get on the boat.
Oh.
I did not get on the boat. And Ms. Jenga had some crying.
I did.
Right?
I
was, just boosh. Yeah. It's my birthday. I'm like, that doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I love you and your birthday's awesome, but that's not going to get them. get me on the boat.
So he was like, I'll be on the boat.
I'll be fine. Yeah. I'm like, we'll take care of it. We'll figure it out however it goes.
Yeah.
But I had
and I was crying loud too.
I had
a
middle management person who I do not blame at all because they're just doing their job. But I did find something out that's wonderful, and that is that as an American citizen, as a U.S. citizen, you're not allowed to leave the country without a passport.
At all.
And I had always been under the impression that you weren't allowed to go to another country. Not anymore.
Yeah,
you can go to another country with a passport. That was what it was for, so you could get into other places. Mm-hmm. They changed the way the rules work. Mm-hmm. Now you're not supposed to leave without one.
You can... Oh, Canada. Leave. I get
you cannot leave. Sorry, it's like, are we in prison?
Yeah. But you can still get into Canada without one.
You have to have
state,
the...
Washington State has set up the, what is it, expanded driver's license.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the state understands you want to get across the border without a passport.
Right.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, so it contains passport data.
It's still special documentation.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, only works with Canada and Mexico.
Okay, this is boring.
Right.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. But then I didn't get on the boat.
Right.
So I had a long drive back from L.A.
And his lovely wife turned around as she was going on the boat and with tears streaming down her eyes. If you don't get on the boat, I've got a hall pass, right? Yes.
Of course, yes. Of course you had
See
a hall
ya!
Pass. Go get your freak on. Get all better.
The fuck out.
Right?
Have fun.
It's my birthday.
Have fun figuring out what the fuck you're going to do because Long Beach Pier doesn't have any public transportation at all. Bye.
Yeah. So you had a lovely road trip where
I did
some soul searching.
I did a fantastic.
And some self-realization and worked on some issues.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 16 hours in the car by yourself, dude.
16.
That's pretty vicious. 24. Oh, 24?
24.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because
that's
stopped and slept.
Long fucking drive.
San Diego?
From Los Angeles. Long Beach to Seattle.
Yeah.
Well, you're good.
Did it in a 24-hour period. So I guess it was 21 hours technically because I did sleep for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Wow, you did all one push.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to stop for gas. And that's it. Because otherwise, I'm going to fall asleep for 8.5 hours, and I don't need to do that shit.
Here's the highlights of the cruise.
Okay.
Number one, when you get on a cruise, buy the all-inclusive booze.
Which I did, but since I didn't get on the boat, they canceled it.
they froze our fucking account until 7 o'clock at night.
I know.
7 o'clock at night.
I'm so sorry.
You're inconvenient.
Hey, always have.
But the best part is that the bartenders in the main bar kept sending me and my gay boy back and forth to the customer service desk saying, well, you can pay for it there, and then they have to let us, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
Here's the funny part. You got to buy that booze cruise pass. Okay. It was $55. Mm-hmm. And then when you get up in the morning, you start a competition.
It's a race.
How fast can you outdrink to break even?
To get to $55. Winner receives
bragging rights for the day.
Okay.
And also
a really good buzz.
So I actually had a lot of fun. Because, you know, I'm kind of a cruise director with my job. Mm-hmm. So being able to just, like, there were no bus bins. There was no place to put your dishes. They take care of that shit. Like, I asked, they're like, no, we pick it up, Wow. You just relax. I had, like, four people on the fucking staff members tell me to relax.
Just fucking relax!
Did you hit on anybody, any of the workers, any of the
crew? So, number two.
That would be...
Don't lead my questions. So, number two, I'm on track. Number two, shenanigans can happen on a boat if you know all the rules. So you have to harass crew members and ask them, so how many shenanigans can I get away with without actually getting kicked off the boat? And when they ask, right, 37 pieces of shenanigans. So the best part is like, you look at them like kind of playfully and they'll go, well, what kind of shenanigans are you talking about? And I'll just raise my eyebrow. You know. And every single one of them had a shield go up and they're like, no, that's probably not a good idea.
If I tell my manager about this, I might get fired.
Just follow the rules. Okay. I don't even know why they were freaked out until later. The other thing is they're going to harass you to have those stupid cruise formal pictures taken. When this happens, tip number three. When this happens, you need to go take the photos. Like, I don't care if you're ever going to buy them or not.
Yeah.
But what you can do, because our goal was, how many people can we fuck with? How many people can we make laugh to the point of crying or wetting themselves? And that was the whole point, because my best gay boy is hilarious. He's super cheerful. He's totally like Muppet kind of cheerful, like super
that's true,
sparkly and just like, hi guys. And then he'll do something like this. Wow, that outfit is fucking hideous. You should go change. And you still love him for it. It's like, oh my God. So it was like this diatribe of diarrhea of the mouth of insults and snarkiness the whole weekend. But it's so happy that you don't care. And he's like, oh my God, I'm such an asshole. I'm so mean to people. And they still love me. I don't get it. It was a great time.
Yeah.
So
tell us about the pictures, Jenga.
We walked up to the picture place and
flash a boob right before they clicked.
Oh, no. No. No, there was this beautiful shiz lounge, and it was dress-up night, so I had my showgirl shit on, big fucking hair, fake eyelashes, the big eyeliner, the tight red dress, the sparkle shoes, which I'm wearing right now. Yeah, I totally did that on the cruise. Okay. So they had this shiz lounge, and they're like, okay, you go on there first. So I start doing pinup girl poses, and they're like, because most ladies apparently sit demurely or whatever. I'm like, fuck that shit.
Well, because you're on a cruise, not a fucking...
Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah. So then...
Glamour shots.
my lovely boy comes into the photo, and he still has his drink, and they're trying to get him to put his drink down. He's like, don't you take that away from me. I'll cut you. We were drinking Dark and Storm. He's like a son of a bitch. Mm. Oh my God, they're so good. And we learned which bartenders to go to. So he's got this Dark and Stormy. It looks like, yeah. And he decides that he needs to not only get in between my legs, but put one of my legs up on his shoulders. So now I have my legs spread. I'm laughing my butt off. And he's like lifting up my dress and looks like he's putting a finger in between my legs.
I did dream that. So I thought, no. I dreamt that I saw a picture of you with your legs open and him.
It's on Facebook. Facebook. Yeah. So that was.
So can we post that if I put a little.
Just put smiley faces over our heads.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Because we don't want anybody to know who we are.
It's pretty awesome.
Right. Him, I can understand. Definitely.
I didn't have permission to post his photo, so we can do it with a smiley face over it. It's edited. Okay. Censored.
Censored.
Okay. So.
All right.
We did that. And then we did a bunch of other crazy poses. And then, like, we look over and they've got one person that has the camera and she's dying. And then we've got the other dude who's sitting across, like, this little breezeway on a laptop watching the photos come up to make sure they're good ones so they expedite their time, right? He's got tears literally streaming down his face because we're doing all these crazy poses. Like, I turned around and put my butt up in the air. And then, you know, he laid down on the chaise and did one of these. And I pretended like I was giving it to him up the butt, and we're just doing all this crazy stuff. You keep shaking your head, it gets worse, you know it does. We went to two photo booths, and you know, and then after that, it was like every time they wanted to take our picture, we would do something crazy. Like, they have this giant mascot that looks like a fucking towel shaped like, or a towel that was folded into an elephant. So, you know, yep. I made it look like I was giving him a hand job. I'd flip the camera off, whatever. And yeah, so the second one we went to, it was like they had champagne in fake champagne in champagne glasses. So I did this, like I held it upside down and went, what the fuck, in the photo. And then I laid down on the pillar that they had as a prop and just looked like I was passed out. And he just had a champagne glass on my head, you know. So it was stupid shit like that. And then we just got them all to laugh. So he was down for a nap the next day when the photos came out. He was taking a disco nap. And I was like wandering the boat, trying to formulate what kind of problems we were going to cause next. And I went and looked at our photos and they were so hilarious. I was so happy with them. Mm-hmm. And we were going to have dinner with another couple that night that we met who were really awesome people. And totally thought that, you know, we were living the dream with him and what he does and me and my whole lifestyle funness and which happy fun times.
Which you didn't hide from anyone.
No, I didn't. I would tell, and awesome. I would pick like, which part of my job am I going to tell people I do? Because at one point, she was so cute. She was like 20. And every time we'd go somewhere, she would like pop up at least once a day.
She was following you.
No, she wasn't. I don't, well, maybe, I don't know.
Well, it is a boat and but, small, I mean,
relative. Yeah, so she popped up and Sunshine Boy said, I think she wants to fuck you. And I said, he goes, but it's like a weird vibe. And I said, no, she just wants to be me. And he's like, oh.
Oh, that's far worse.
Oh, and he goes, oh dear, do you want me to take care of that for you? And I said, no, it's kind of fun. Just watch. Like, if it gets freaky weird, like if she shows up in our room, then you can take care of it. But I don't want to hurt her feelings. And
it probably should have fucked
so
her.
We were walking, the first night we were on the boat, we were walking past one of the bars, one of the nightclubs things. And she comes running out and she's like, I have to ask you a question. I saw you at the bar earlier. What do you do for a living? And I looked at her. And I'm like, I'm going to fuck with her a little bit. Because I do some light dominatrix work in my job.
Ah, there you go.
So I said, I'm a dominatrix. And she was like, oh, I knew it. I totally knew it. Oh, my God. And she, like, starts freaking out. I was fine. It was fine. So then I wound up eventually meeting her whole family, except for her bio dad. Because her sister was a stripper. So she needed to make sure that we met each other. Yeah. It was cute.
You didn't tell me that part of the story. That's funny.
You know what? Compared to some of the other stories, it was kind of...
Yeah.
So we've got the shenanigans with the photos. It's not a good idea to go down a two-story water slide when you're really fucking drunk.
That sounds like a blast. Are you kidding me?
Pro tip.
Yeah.
When it's I didn't say it wasn't fun. I said it wasn't a good idea because your filter goes off and there's a lot of kids around.
On a boat. There's some good ideas.
It's a two-story water slide at the top of the boat.
That sounds
at the,
awesome.
On the top. Oh, at the very top.
The highlight of going to Mexico was waiting in line to get on the tour bus. I never do tours. I was like, all right, whatever. I'm doing a bunch of shit I don't normally do anyway. Right. Let's buy a tour. Mm-hmm. So I had learned how to use a Mexican ATM. I found out what pesos look like.
Oh my God.
When you're in line waiting for the tour bus, there was a dude. So we were cautioned by the tour bus guide. He's like, don't buy stuff for the children. We're trying to get the children to go to school. Mm-hmm. So if you buy stuff from the kids, yes, they're cute. Yes, they're poor, whatever. But if you buy stuff from the kids, they won't go to school because their parents keeping them out of school and having them work the streets is more profitable than them going to school. And then it perpetuates the cycle of poverty. Mm-hmm. So there was a guy.
That's good.
Right. Okay. Slightly political. Sorry, guys. But there was a guy that had these like hand woven bracelets. I don't think my purse is in here. Okay. These hand woven bracelets that he made, and he was sitting there kind of making them and then had them on a display board. And he said, I can make it say whatever you want. You want a bracelet that says big cocks? I can make that for you. Because he had a bunch of dirty ones. And he was like, oh, do you like the football one? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Oh. No, I'm looking at the one that says dirty whore and I love sluts and squirters. So, and then I felt good about it because it's like, okay, it's a dude. He's here working. He's probably supporting his family with this. And he's willing to get a little dirty.
You're
so
right there in the sweatshop.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Yeah, exactly. Perfect. He probably ordered them from China, but, you know, I don't care. You got to work it.
Can you imagine that phone call, though? Texas. I need another batch of dirty whore.
Right.
That gets translated into Chinese and then back and actually comes out right.
in English.
I was going
to say. Spanish to Chinese to English. Huzzah!
Huzzah.
That's a global economy right there. That's what that is.
It is.
That's
what so that is. I kind of like being 40, you reflect on your life. And I was way super flirty when I was a teenager, young adult. And
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
So
you're not an extrovert.
I've seriously calmed down, and like I'm not super confident in my flirting skills or picking up on when people are flirting back, because we had the whole monotony thing for about 20 years.
You lost your edge.
I did. I totally did. And I was talking to Sunshine Boy about that. Yeah, it's fucking with your head. Yeah. You've never been able to flirt, so you don't understand. I'm sorry.
I know. I was like, I went into our relationship not knowing shit about flirting. I came out of the monotony into like, oh shit.
How do I do this?
How do I do?
Okay, oh. Here's how you start. Okay. Because you know, being slutty and flirty can lead to problems when you're supposed to be monogamous. So I shut that shit down for as much as I could. And Sunshine Boy was like, that's what I'm calling my gay boy. Sunshine Boy, said, because he's like a little ray of sunshine. Don't look at me like that. Are you making another one of those nasty things?
Hey, I was looking at you like that because I was trying to get the top off the shaker. Yes, I am making another one of those nasty things because they fucking good.
So I was kind of having one of those moments where I was like, I don't like that about myself. That's not a growth thing for me. That's a detriment. And I need to get my mojo back. And so he said, all right, well, you got a hall pass. Who are you going to fuck tonight? And I said, all right, let's make it happen. And I said, you know, so we walk into this bar, and I have to abbreviate this story. I cannot tell the whole thing in the entirety, so bear with me. We walk into the bar, and he points out a person in the bar who was, you know those people in a bar that are like in power positions, you know, that they're kind of navigating the room and making shit happen. And
yeah, you're kind of one of those.
Right. But that's my job too. But like people that just do that naturally. So he points to that dude and he's like, him. And I said, all right, well, let's go full showgirl mode. So I
game
wound
on.
Up, yeah, game on, and it was a lot of fun. So I it was like a karaoke sing along type thing. So we're in this karaoke bar thing, and you know, I throw out like suggestions and stuff. One of which was the time warp. Mm-hmm. So then I got everybody up and moving, and taught the room how to do the time warp, and just like I am center of attention whore right
you
can't
now. Get away from it, can you?
Jesus, yeah, how vanilla a cruise was that? They didn't know the time warp.
Or
did they know? They just didn't
they
want
needed,
to say they knew.
They needed permission to free their inner transvestites. That's what they needed to do.
Snap.
Yes. It's
damn,
just,
I'm sad I missed. I'm really
it's
sad.
It's just
I actually
a jump to the left.
Really sad I missed that because
and
I
then
love,
a step
I
to
love
the
that
right.
fucking song.
And then you put your hands on your hips.
I think maybe our audience knows the time warp.
I would hope so. If not, Google it. It's hilarious and ridiculous.
And come to our Rocky Horror Party that may be coming up here before June.
Oh, yeah, really? Definitely. It's for
another one?
Manor, Lady of the Manor's birthday. That was her request. It's one of her favorite themes. Okay. She loves Rocky Horror and Guns N' Roses. She is the coolest fucking 70-year-old I know.
She is pretty cool.
Right?
I might have to up my outfit this next time.
Yes, you will. You'll have
damn
to do that.
Damn Skippy.
I said I might.
No, you'll have to. Like, I'll help you. You made a beautiful Janet, but I will help. Damn it. So I closed
segway
the
over.
Deal because, you know, Mr. Man noticed me. And I closed the deal by.
Oh, if only you could tell why.
By tossing him a condom.
Oh, there we go.
That is awesome.
And then he was like, where'd this come from? Who gave this to me? And I was like, it was me. I was just like,
can you be more obvious?
I was a brazen hussy. I was a brazen hussy.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to fuck you.
So is that flirting?
I kind of did.
Or is that just, that's not flirting. Is that
maybe
flirting?
That was that cougar.
I think that's, I
cougar
think
hunt.
That's, I know what
oh,
I want.
Was younger?
I can't disclose that.
Age doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
It
does for this particular story and keeping.
Yeah, it kind of does for this particular story.
Oh, yeah. He was totally over 18. No, I'm not gross.
I didn't peg you for a gross lady.
But, you know, you're out to sea, so there are no laws.
Well,
no, I think it's still
no, it doesn't work that way.
I think the laws are a little different because they involve flogging.
Walking the
plank. Not in a good, not good flogging.
I could get down with that. Kind of did for my birthday.
Did ya?
So then I take him back to the room and Sunshine Boy gives me a pass. And here's the other fucking deal too. You cannot hang shit on your doorknob. So like I got some Mardi Gras beads that night on the ship for doing stuff. And I put the Mardi Gras beads on the door so he would know that they were in there. Fucking housekeeping comes up and cleans up all the shit.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
These no good.
I guess I could have put the... They did have like a hotel that had the sign that said, you know...
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
Really?
Smear cruises.
I thought the beads were better.
The beads are better.
But then they got stolen.
But and you... Well, maybe...
Why are you shaking your head at me?
Maybe it wasn't housekeeping.
So...
I feel like that.
So... I am hot. I'm super hot. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Why do you think I cuddled up in your
neck? I'm a hot mess. So... So we're fucking, and
oh my god,
we finish up, and he get safe sex always, and wrap that rascal.
Well, you threw him the condom.
How many rounds did you do?
Just one. He couldn't handle it.
Like you,
he couldn't handle the truth. He was so nervous.
Oh, okay.
It was really cute.
Do you want to say why he was nervous?
No. Fuck off. And
I have to know.
Maybe someday.
Offline.
Maybe someday.
Does that go in the special
extras
on the DVD?
Don't look at me
DVD?
Like that. You're making me hard.
Yeah. He's getting dressed. And I say, oh, I noticed that you were from here. And he goes, on your name tag. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And I said, well, I have family there. He's like, oh, whereabouts?
You just narrowed it down.
And I have a lot of family in a lot of different places.
That's true.
You don't know which family I'm talking about. You don't know if I'm talking about my theater family or my bio family.
She just turned into bitch mode. Whoa.
Her head is swiveling from side to side.
Oh, wow.
I'm not disclosing anything. Sliding. Anyway, so I say the town that this particular family member lives in, and he stops and goes, we have to talk. And I was like, oh dear. Turns out he is a neighbor of one of my family members.
Small fucking world.
Of all
tiny.
The seas.
Tiny
and
fucking
all
world.
All the ships in the sea. Wow. And all the bars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. So it turns out he did not have sex with any of my family members at this Good. Point. But
that you know of.
That might be a thing now.
That he admitted to.
Right.
But he might now.
Now it might be his goal, yeah.
It could be. I don't know. I didn't get his last name.
That
I don't
would
give
be
a fuck.
Fucking hilarious.
Well, and it kind of, I mean, that was one of the things that kind of sucked a little bit because I was like, I sort of like the one night stands anonymous sex.
Right.
And I knew his first name, but I didn't know if it was a real first name or not. But knowing like he knows people that I know and people I'm connected with is kind of fucked up because like now we're done. Like I know how to get a hold of him and I don't like that. Like I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah. That's not what I was looking for.
You could find him if you needed to.
Right. No.
Right.
Mm.
So the second time.
What?
Well, you knew where to find him on the boat.
Yeah, I did. And we did talk because he was not wanting to necessarily out me if my family didn't know and whatever else, that particular branch. So I was like, whatevs, I don't care.
Super whatevs.
Yeah.
Total.
So.
Nice.
So it'll be interesting because I'm not playing that card with any of the family members. Right. I haven't talked to any of them.
If that story comes back to you from that end of the family, that would be fucking hilarious.
Right.
Laugh like a fucking hyena.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it would be well deserved. So yeah.
What
so
state were you from?
So I'm all.
I'm from a lot of different states. I lived in.
She's not
going to
say.
I lived in...
I didn't know about Florida.
Yeah. We traveled around a lot. Mm-hmm. We kicked around a lot. yeah. I have family in California.
Mm-hmm.
I have family in Kansas.
Way to
I
dodge
have
the
family
question.
In Colorado.
Right. Yeah.
Way to dodge the
way to,
question.
Way to try to ask a question.
Way to ask the question to try and out me. Guess what? Smarter. Then your shenanigans. I'm not smarter than
more
you.
More hungover.
Captain Jack. Hungover. Captain Jack. Captain Jack. That's why she's the girl.
Wait.
Right? Woo!
Oh, yeah. She's got boobs. She's a girl.
Guys can have boobs, too.
Hey, baby.
What?
Right?
Moobs. Yeah. We're all flashing.
Mine aren't very developed yet.
We can help with that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. You can't trick me into telling you. You can't trick me.
It's my goal.
Good job. You tried. You gave it the good old college try. It's all right. It's a fun game.
The cruise
was a blast.
That was day one.
Morning gin is awesome.
Okay, so our shenanigans. And that's the thing. It's like mostly we verbally fucked with people a lot and just did like little shots of shenanigans. So I basically gave you the highlight reel because I could sit here and talk for like an hour just about the cruise, and that's dumb. Nobody wants to hear that. Mm-hmm. But I would go on a cruise again, definitely. And I'm working on...
You know what?
I've never been
Wait. I am working on...
You know what, Captain Jack? Let's both go because I've never been on a cruise either.
Dudes.
Spack.
High five.
I'm totally going to forget my paperwork.
Pirate.
Fuck no. Hey,
if you don't think we would have fun on a cruise?
So here's the deal. I am working on, cross my fingers, putting together a swingers cruise around Norbert's birthday.
Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom. When is that?
November.
Right before the holidays hit, so you can get your fuck on before it gets crazy.
And
I knew it was November. Our patron saint. We know which day is the holy day of obligation.
So it's a cruise company that puts on swingers cruises, and they are shooting for a cruise takeover. So it would just be all swingers. So sometimes they do cruises where there's only so many, but they do them on smaller boats, but they're shooting for like 1,000 cabin boat.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, and if they don't hit that goal, they'll just move it to a smaller boat. Whatever. Sure. It's fine. But anyway, so I have talked to them and I'm going to start working with them to get that set up so we can get a rate and all that good stuff. So it'll be fun. And
maybe we should start small. Maybe an Argosy out on the Sound.
That's our own cruise stuff. This is a cruise company that's already established. Dude. Why are you laughing?
I'm not.
Don't you think I haven't started working on that?
Oh, no. I know. It's just, you know, because the Argosies are just, you know, like two decks and a, you know,
for the swingers
bar.
Cruise, are you guys seeing if you can get on a boat without help? Which would that be?
There's too many windows, unfortunately, in those cruise ships.
That's
those
the best ships. Part,
we can
Captain
just
Jack.
Put foil in them.
Yes, but,
Hey, why does that Argosy over there have tinfoil on the windows? Swingers cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, see. Hey, look, there's the Ivers. How do you know? I tore a hole in the foil.
Not Ivars.
Don't you clam my jam.
Ivers. I did say Ivers.
But that, hearing too many people say
that's
Ivars.
Hilarious, because instead of cock blocking, it's clam jamming.
Clam jamming, yes.
Shit.
I've always called it clam jam.
I know you have. It's fucking awesome.
People get irritated.
They shouldn't, though. They shouldn't. They should just embrace it and love it.
Yeah, my lady friend's been using that a lot lately.
Yeah?
Clam jam?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Nice.
It's circulating.
Because she was just introduced to that term just a little bit ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
a couple
perfect.
Weeks ago. We need to get that on a t-shirt.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because that one's mine.
Yeah. So just so everybody out there knows, we've got some t-shirt things in the works. We're working on some shit. It's going to be awesome.
Because I've been saying that since I was a teenager. So
okay, you clam jam? Playing with the nice. Jack cracker, spreading her legs, and putting your finger in the
sticking
middle.
The finger right up in it.
Yeah.
Bounce, bounce,
I'm 40 bounce. Now. My filter's off.
Sweet. You're allowed to finally.
How'd my birthday small party go?
Oh, the birthday. Oh,
so here's how my week went. So we had the 6 days of parties.
Right. Cruise.
Then I went home.
It was amazing.
Thank you. And I went home and switched out my suitcase.
Yep.
And 24 hours later, I was on a cruise, and then I came home, and
I had done so much because I got home and went over to my girlfriend's house.
Whatever.
Not even the kids saw me.
I know.
They're like, are you home? Like,
nope.
technically, I'm in the state.
It's okay. I'm glad she took care of you.
She did.
While
she
I was
did,
having
she
fun.
Took really good care of me. Ms. Rabbit was fucking awesome.
Good. She's a sweetie.
Yeah.
So then we get home, and I'm home for a day, and then I have a crazy shenanigans birthday party.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
was very small.
Oh,
and
yeah. We missed that one. And I'm so sorry.
Yes. So here's the deal.
Yeah, and you are sorry.
I explained, I explained to someone because they were a little hurt because I do have a lot of friends and I do have a lot of people that I love. And I easily could have like invited everybody and it would have been a crazy, crazy good time. But my job is putting on parties and making sure everybody's having a good time. Mm-hmm. And it was my birthday and I didn't want to have to work on my birthday. So I invited, and I also wanted to stretch my boundaries a little bit because we had talked about me being uncomfortable playing in public before. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I want to get over that because that can be very limiting in our, our lifestyle, especially with group play scenarios and stuff like that. So I decided that I was going to kind of stretch my boundaries and have some playtime and with a group.
Kent, boy, howdy.
So I invited people to my party that I had either been, had previously been play partners with, or they had been part of a play scenario that I had been in. So it was comfortable. I felt super safe. I didn't feel like anybody was going to judge me or get weird. I also knew that they were all able to self soothe.
There was a, there was a self, there was a huge self-policing element in that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they all knew how to manage their own shit.
Yeah,
you know, and nobody had any drama. Nobody got butt hurt, whatever. So, what do you do on your birthday? What's one of the things, the traditional things that you have for your birthday?
My birthday, best birthday I can imagine. We. As many partners that would like to have me.
Nice. Yes.
Yes. Be awesome. Mm-hmm.
And how about you?
More
would your
more
be,
traditional. Well,
what would your ideal swinger birthday be?
My ideal swinger birthday?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm ready to talk about that.
Okay, that's fine.
But this idea actually was much more traditional, far more traditional than you would expect from Miss Jenga. She just wanted spankings.
I missed out.
And we had a party.
The opportunity to spank you.
We had a
in
party.
In front of people.
Oh, dude. Oh, dude. We set up a scenario, a scene, if you will, in which Miss Jenga.
The game goddess.
Not only. Oh, she gamed herself on this one. Because her partner, Panda.
Oh, fuck.
He's just set up. He set up one simple rule. Mm. All you have to do is count.
And then he put together a party favors table, I think is what he
yes,
called
he
it.
Yes, he did. He believed in the true sense of the
sharing,
the giving, the sharing, the birthday spankings. So he brought out some toys, and Ms. Rabbit brought out some toys.
And then offered
and Johnny
to
Rotten
else.
Brought out some toys. And holy shit, it was on.
It turned into like a BDSM thing, huh?
No,
it
was
started out as a fucking BDSM thing, yeah. And it turned into shenanigans.
But we had a lot of fun. So how do you decide who goes next, right?
Right.
So we spun the dildo.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. So there was like a little whimsical.
We kept saying spin the dildo.
It's a vibrator. But we had a really good time with that because then it lightened it. So
yeah.
Because not everybody was into BDSM. And
no. Not at all. And it was surprising too, because
yeah,
there were,
and I didn't bare ass for that one because I was like, being at the center of attention was hard enough.
True
frankly,
enough.
That
True
was
enough.
A little weird,
yeah.
And especially with something like that, and it was a gangbang of spankings,
a gang spank.
So I had a ruler broken over my ass.
That was
nice.
Early.
That was
that
early.
Was fucking early. That was
and
surprisingly early.
Did the spoon get broken too?
No.
Okay, so
no.
The spoon didn't get broken. It dropped. No. That's what
Were
was
you
the
able
clatter.
To sit the
it
next
fell a
day.
Couple times.
Dude, I still have bruises on my butt. You look do. At this. Check it out.
Drop trow.
Mm-hmm.
Out. Mm-hmm. Look at that. It. There's a bruise right there.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
There.
Yeah. So I got some hands. I got what else was on the table?
There was hands. There was a flip-flop looking thing.
That hurts.
Panda.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I hate that thing.
I love that fucking thing.
I hate it.
God, I want one. Holy shit. You know why? Because
it's
has
silicone.
It has a thin end and a thick end.
Yeah.
And you'd think you grab it,
you grab it up, you think, oh, I gotta grab it by the thick end and pow. No, you can also turn around. Bap!
Yeah.
It's got some thud. Yeah.
And because it's silicone, it stings.
And then we had the Terminator.
Stings like a motherfucker.
Oh, shit, I totally forgot to bring that back.
He's got to earn it back.
Does
he? Okay. Yeah. Johnny Rotten forgot his big paddle. His big paddle is like the size of a ham.
It's
ridiculous.
It's big. It looks like it was custom made for him. It looks like a Gladius Iberius. It looks like a fucking Roman short sword.
Yeah, because and it's got huge. Like wire wrapped around the handle, so it's really good grip. One side is covered in leather, the other is bare wood.
So it's not only terrible for the person who's getting hit by it, it's also terrible for the person who's wielding it.
Every time he opens up that bag, I see something new and awesome and wonderful.
Right?
Yeah. He's got more goodies.
So. So we had, and then
we had a playback show and tell.
Ms. Rabbit had the double. She had the matched set of the satin and pain.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, there was a riding crop too.
But really, seriously, the best thing that could have happened was Panda saying, "You got to count."
Fuck.
Because you know how many.
Why was that the best part?
I didn't know.
Because you lost count so many fucking times.
Look deep into my eyes, and I was going to say, give me an estimate. How many?
Well, we were going for 40.
We're going for 40.
I have no idea.
That's kind of a low threshold.
Well, that's my birthday number. It's birthday spanking.
I mean, take your age and triple it.
So. How many actually?
No, that would have gone all night.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
They were getting bored.
We went for like an hour and a half.
It was an hour. Just, I timed it. It was 11:30.
It was an hour?
11:30 to midnight 30.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So we did go quite long. But
long and hard.
At the end, towards the end, like when we got to 30... It was like, okay, everybody gets double spanks now because it's like, fuck, dude.
Everybody.
Are we ever going to get done?
Open right.
Doors. But we had, you know, we had 20 people.
Oh, gosh, this is a great party.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
All right, we had 18 people because we had two people that were sorely missed.
So
we
have a son who's 20.
Now you know.
I'm outing him right now because this is too much of a fun story.
Oh,
and
fuck. This is
because I was like, okay, so how do you end it?
Holy shit.
How do you end it? And I was like, all right, because he was kind of floating around because he also works with us here, and he was kind of floating around. He knows everybody, and he plays.
He got invited.
We have rules about, you know, there's things you just can't unsee. That's basically our family rule. So you have to self-police when you see us getting rowdy and vice versa.
Right.
There's just things you can't unsee. And so we were getting close to the end, and somebody asked me who gets to give the last spankings. You know, is it going to be Will? Is it going to be Panda? Is it going to be... you know, your other friend Sprinkles, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Freckles, you know, to get the spanks of honor? And I was like, nope, you know what needs to happen? I gave this boy plenty of swats when he was a kid.
Oh, no way.
This is your one chance. And I was like, pick your poison. And he comes over and he looks and cracks his knuckles because he's a showman. And and I'm like, oh,
he's learning.
Fuck.
The apple doesn't fall far.
No, it doesn't. No. So he's looking at the table and he goes, and he starts to pick up one and he puts it down. No, not quite.
Oh, you got to give this some serious thought.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Who's to know when the next opportunity will be?
To spank your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, when she's like 80.
So
and
he's
now
like,
be careful, boy, because this could mean her death.
I know. And then he totally like... publicly shames me because I've always been really careful about
not
beating my kids and like finding other alternatives and talking shit out and all this other crap. And he goes,
like how you characterize good parenting as crap. So talking shit out and crap.
So he looks at me and he raises his finger. He goes, there was a time. He goes, you know what? Let me get something. I need a prop.
Fuck.
And he just puts his hand on his, or like, his finger on his lips, and he taps, and he exits and goes to the kitchen. And he comes back with a metal spatula, and he's smacking it against his hand. So I can hear that smash.
That fucking terrified me. I'm like, oh, shit, what happened?
He went off table.
He went off table.
I was like, hey, wait a minute. That wasn't on the table. And Panda totally goes, you didn't set that boundary. And I was like, God damn it.
Not only that, are you sure you're at 39?
Yeah. So it is a metal spatula that apparently he was in the kitchen and being a dick. And I smacked his ass with it really hard one time when he was a kid. And I was like, I don't remember that.
Please
I'm
tell
so
me
sorry.
It was the exact same.
It was.
Spatula.
It is. Because it's fucking metal. It's like.
Payback's our bitch.
Right? Right? And he's like, and this and he holds it up to the light like it's a glass of wine, and he's turning it.
Oh, there was some serious saber glinting off of that shit.
You're sitting there probably... Get this the fuck over with.
Right, I know. No, please, I, well, just part of it is the it. Anticipation.
Oh, no.
You know?
Oh, no. He drew that shit out.
Saving yes.
It. Yeah. So, that's not what he smacked you with, though.
Mm. Yeah, it is. No?
No.
Did he switch it out when I turned
he said,
around?
But wait. I think this might hurt more. And he ran downstairs all the way across the house, came all the way back and back upstairs with the silicone.
Yeah, he wound up using metal, though, didn't he?
No.
Oh, that's why it didn't hurt as bad.
Probably.
Okay, so, yeah, so it was a silicone one, yeah. And he, man, yeah. He wound up.
There was a good thwack on
totally,
that.
Totally, it went thwack.
Good fucking photograph of that, too. Nice. Him wound up, just like, you know those, you know, because you're a sports fan there, Captain Jack.
Yeah.
You know those shots of fucking baseball guys who just like to drive that fucker out of the park, yeah. And it's like nobody knows this is happening, but here's that one moment, and there goes the ball, and I have a shot of him just wound up like he's got a fucking bat. He's just like, and then I have the shot because I was just like fucking hold the camera the
we can make
the
a flip
down.
Book of my spankings.
Oh god.
We totally
so
could.
Many of them.
Yeah.
And I have one of the wind up and goes. I have one of the aftermath where he has swung through. He swung for the fucking fences on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it
he totally Joaquin Phoenix.
He did. And it wow. hurt like
whap!
That thwack. And then the whole crowd just groaned.
Yeah.
And
oh
it fucking
God.
Hurt like a son of a bitch. And I turned around and I looked at him. I said, "That's all you got."
That's all right, yeah. So the miscounts, I would say, on the birthday spanking.
So he spanked me again,
yeah.
And I did cry out that time just to give him some satisfaction, and it did hurt like a son of a bitch. So he evened out my cheeks,
so not,
and that was the one to grow on. So
right.
That he did a good job. He got to spank me twice. Yes, it was a blast. So what's your estimated spanking count?
I was
going to
say
count?
For the miscounts, for your, like, forgetting you were on 23 and going 20 or just the smack, and she's like, fuck, and then there was an arbitrary, oh, you didn't say a number. No, it was 22. That's 22. Oh my God. Oh, not only was that not the number.
And God bless them. Like,
to
the only
again.
Two people in the whole
Fuck,
fucking
that
room
awesome.
That were helping me were Serafina and Sprinkles. Like, they.
Not true. Not true.
Other people were helping me too.
I had a little bit of husbandly.
Did
love
you?
In
okay.
There for you. I
All
was
right.
like, so you're on. You're on.
Oh, that's right. You did
32.
Do that. I didn't look at you longingly and go,
right.
What fucking number am I
right.
on?
Right. No. It's like you're on 32.
You just, yeah. You. I do remember
and,
that.
And you were like, smack. Oh, what number is this? Like, well, I told you before, so I can't really help you now because I glance over at Penn and he's just like. Devilish, just a little impish, little like, fuck yes. Like, uh-huh. Mm.
That girl's got a sassy mouth.
She does. She does.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. And then the next morning, I had some other shenanigans come back on me again because there was a club member who had brought a friend to club, and it was a night when I was doing like back-to-school spanking station stuff.
Oh, that's right.
And I whacked his ass so hard that it... kind of welted a little bit and turned
whacked him
red.
So hard he fell in love.
Yeah. And he came back to show me, and I said, oh, well, you know what? Stay right there. Let me go get something that'll help. And
no.
So he stood there, and I went into the lobby and got my thing, and I came back, and he was like, did you...
What did
you get? Ice or
no
salve or
no?
What do you have in your hand? I said, "It's a Sharpie. I'm going to sign your ass." Yeah. So my ass got signed the next morning.
Yes, it did. Yes,
so
it did.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
And well deserved too, because that
mission accomplished.
Motherfucker.
Achievement unlocked.
Bloop.
That is awesome. If you would like to unlock some of your own achievements this week, come to the club, for God's sake. Quit being you know, mamby-pamby about it. Let's break that shit open. So right. We're playing Spin the Bottle on Wednesday with Miss Jenga. So you can come and hang with me. It's going to be one of the last Spin the Bottle nights, just FYI, guys. Yep. Open house on Friday. Only $15 to get in. We've got a cash bar and heavy hors d'oeuvres. Come and check it out.
Do it up.
We do our Lifestyle 101 with Mr. Freckles and I. And I don't think Captain Jack's going to be there.
Yeah, probably not.
We'll find out. And then Saturday is Cowboy Up.
Cowboy Up.
Oh, man, I got some treats for everybody.
Boots
for
and that, hats and boots and hats and yeah. boots and hats.
And, you know, it's
and
not all country music. There's going to be some fun rock and roll shit there, too. We've got a great band.
There's also Western music.
Some. But if you want to get your cowboy vibe on and if you want to rope somebody up, I open up the Fetish Fun House or Erotic House of Erotic Arts.
Right.
Because New Horizons is an adult social club. It is not a sex club. It is not a fetish club.
Right.
But we do have another building that's on the property where we can do that kind of play because Norbert, and I agree with him 100%, our facility and our membership is all about sensuality. So if you like to get a little rough with your sensuality, come out and play with me.
There you go.
And then we're having our first Events and Adventures.
We've
been talking about how we're going to keep the club together and the community together after we close the doors in June. And it's happening, folks. It's totally happening. I've got to give props to there's a burlesque show producer here in the area. She and I share talent back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great relationship. She's very open and she's a LGBT activist. Love her face.
Alphabet friendly,
as we like to say. She's got a fantastic belly dance show coming up with the Miss Serafina, if you want to see her perform. Yeah. And also a gal named Bella, who's performed here at the club before, who's beautiful,
Bella
and
Jovan.
Amazing and lovely. Oh my God. She's just such a great person.
Yes.
And I love that. So we're actually doing a block of tickets. So if you want some information about when, where, how, and why, and to get a lovely little discount, email us at the O-Face Podcast and we'll get you hooked up. Come and meet some of the people from New Horizons or just hang out with your friends again. It'll be a great time. All right. Love your face.
Yeah, love it. Okay. So if you want to contact us, theofacepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, @theofacepodcast. And you can find all of our episodes and other show information, theofacepodcast.com. Rate us on iTunes. We give kisses for stars. We're still looking for our first person to come up and say, I gave you stars. Give me some kisses. We had one person that was really close. Yeah. He was like, love the show. Everything's cool. I'm going to rate you later.
Yeah.
We're waiting.
Yeah, rate you later.
Rate it. All right. I think that's out.
Have a great week.
Yeah. Bye.
That looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
It's more metal than
There's this cord. Like, dicks don't have a cord.
They're all attached.
It's cold. Hello, morning. I fucking hate your ass.
Hey, everybody.
right. Why did you wake me up?